I now turn to agenda item 1B relating to the re-election of David Ryan as a director. David's abilities were well known to me when I asked him to chair our due diligence committee at the time of the proposed merger with GPT in 2004. My fellow directors were similarly impressed with the contribution he made to our deliberations, and we were therefore delighted when he accepted our invitation to join the board in December that year. Since then, David has continued to play an invaluable role as a member of our board. He chairs the Risk Management and Audit Committee and is a member of the Personnel and Organisation Committee. The board, in performing its due diligence and corporate governance requirements, have met separately without David being present to consider David's re-election. The board did that a few weeks ago and unanimously endorsed David's re-election. Since that time, and you will have all read the press, David, who also chairs ABC Learning Centres, and ABC Learning Centres has gone into receivership. The board, in taking its responsibilities very seriously, addressed that issue and put themselves in a position to understand as best they are able from the publicly available information what happened or what was the results of the ABC situation. The board, in addition to considering that, also met with the external auditors who have had to work closely with David Ryan while he has been chairing the Risk Management and Audit Committee. In addition to that, in my role as chairman, I have visited a number of the major institutional shareholders and, as I always do, ask them if they have any concerns with issues that are on the meeting agenda. And a number of those institutional shareholders raised the question of David's re-election. At the time of my finishing with those discussions, most of those institutions indicated, and you'll see from the proxy votes, which will come through soon, that they were very supportive of the role that David plays. The board, having considered all of those issues, met and, in the absence of David Ryan, then met with David Ryan, then in the absence of David, fully endorsed his appointment or reappointment as a director. And I'll now ask David to say a few words.
Thank you, Chairman. Clearly we are living in a time of great turbulence in global economies. This presents challenges and opportunities for our businesses. We operate an integrated business model with well-diversified earnings from different market sectors and geographies. We are passionate about the relationship between people and places and our role in building a legacy for future generations. Importantly, though, we seek to pursue that aim safely, ethically, and sustainably. At times such as these, it's important to draw on the core values that guide the organisation and individuals within it. Our core values have been embedded into businesses, and as a non-executive director, I subscribe to them wholeheartedly. They are respect. We seek to have respect for all people, irregardless of colour, nationality, creed, or any other matter. A second core value is integrity, and for us and me personally, integrity is simply not negotiable. We seek innovation and challenge ourselves to find better solutions to all the problems that confront us, particularly in the markets that we live in today. We seek collaboration, for through teamwork we value the insights of others and build on those insights and can create value for all stakeholders, both our internal working force and shareholders. And finally, we seek to do everything with excellence. We strive to do everything with excellence in everything that we do. These are an uplifting and powerful set of values. As we move forward in these uncertain times, it is the strength of these values and the integrated business model that will stand us in good stead for the future. I am and have been honoured to serve as the non-executive director of Lendlease and work, I believe, diligently to assist our management team in the pursuit of the aims that I've just outlined. I place myself before you seeking re-election to this board, as I believe I can continue and hope to be able to continue to make a significant and diligent contribution to its aims and objectives. Thank you for the time, Chairman.
Thank you, David. Is there any discussion relating to the election of David as a director? I'll now ask for proxy votes on this motion to be put on the screen, and I put the motion to the meeting that the following resolution be passed as an ordinary resolution, that Mr. David Ryan, being a director of the company who retires in accordance with Rule 6(1)(f) of the Constitution, being eligible, is elected as a director of the company. All those in favour, please raise your yellow cards. Against? I declare the motion carried. Congratulations, David.